What's that I hear? That music indicates Indie Can Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We've got interviews from East Coast-ish bands, West Coast-ish bands. We've got some brand new music from all across the country. Really looking forward to it. Let's kick off with something close to home, close to Toronto. Red Roses Black.
Pretty lady, how you doing? Are you in or are you out again? I read the postcard that you did inside, saying exactly how you felt inside. But your roses won't break me, getting closer won't shake my worry.
Are you with me?
Don't wanna grow.
shouldn't spend so much time with the right face and the wrong mind, with the right place and the wrong rhyme. I agree with the notion that the right look at the wrong time could defeat all our enemies on the front line with a landmine. So I say, with the shirt off and the pants down, with the hair up and the mouth frown, that we spin around and around until we fall down. All fall down. Singular point. Like a fever in the cold air will anoint us and unite men, kinder indeed than a world's fair. So every boy and every man, every girl in every land can sit
We are officially underway for episode 147. What is significant about that number? If you're a snooker player, you know. Anyway, give that some thought. You can even Google it if you want. The answers are coming later in this 1 hour episode. Now, we've got a lot coming up. We've got Raquel of IndyCan interviewing the Fury from Vancouver. Some really interesting news if you know the Flares, or you've been wondering what's been going on with the Flares. The Fury are in the know, and they're going to talk to us. And it's going to be a little deja vu, but I don't want to steal the thunder in terms of where that interview is taking place. Anyway, I'm very excited. And if you enjoy this interview, I want you to contact IndyCan and tell Raquel what a great job she did, because here it is. I just need more people helping out. I am at my day job office looking down at the Starbucks waiting for it to open because I've got a deadline and have to have this radio show out. And, you know, I just spend a lot of nights, you know, meeting deadlines. So I like to spread that around a little bit. You know, if you like to work for nothing and you love indie music, we should talk. Anyway, what did we do? The last thing we heard was track 16 from an album called Calvin Don't Jump. It's really bizarre. It's Away With Birds, but it's deep and really cool stuff. It's great stuff to meditate to. It's good stuff to groove to. And that was just a small taste, although hardly representative of the whole album. And I encourage you to check that out. Broaden your horizons, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And I think Away With Birds can help you do that. Let's see, we had week 7. Before that, week seven is from a Manitoba project called Record of the Week. And I don't know the whole story, but I have the compilation CD. I've played some of it for you before. And, you know, I would have played the whole damn thing because it's so good. But we just keep getting more and more CDs in here. And the whole plan here with this outfit is they put Manitoba, sometimes Winnipeg artists together that you really have nothing in common, and they got one day to work something out, and then they have a song that week, and this was from week seven. The song is called Don't Wanna Cross, and what else do we know about this? Oh yeah, someone from the Waking Eyes, Matt from the Waking Eyes, and Julia from the Gorgon, sorry, don't know the band, but, and some cool musician, producer, engineer by the name of Lloyd Peterson. I got some more, and if I can fit it in, I will. I love to, I want to, I'll try to do that. And we kicked off with Red Roses Black, longtime friends of Indie Can. They do a lot of great stuff for charity, a great band, and we tripped across them, and we're glad we did. Okay, so I'm going to be talking to Christian D. Christian D and the Hangovers have a new CD coming out. The Fury CD isn't out, but we're going to play it for you. Christian D and the Hangovers, Shake It or Leave It, isn't out yet. October 1st is their CD release party. And at the time of recording, it's only September, so and barely September. So we'll be letting you sample this. Of course, if you're listening to this a year from now, you can just go and get that music right now from iTunes. But anyway, speaking of new music, we might be able to get our hands on something, a collaborative effort of Neil Young and the Sadies. How would you like to hear that? I'm kind of looking forward to it. I know the producer. And anyway, that's all I'm saying about that. But stay tuned. In fact, I'm so hot on this record of the week. We're going to get some of that on right away. A song called Call Me, which was week eight. Might as well go with week eight next. And we've got, let's see, Brandy from Twilight Hotel. We've got DJ Grant Pally and Rachel Moody, who's with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. But first, we're going to have something from this compilation CD I got from, it's called Exposure, and it's a Calgary radio station, The X, 92.9 FM there. I'm sure they're online, you can check them out. Anyway, once a year they put this out, and this one's last year's, and we'll get on something from, how about, Secret Broadcast. We'll be right back.
these clouds, can't you see my stare? Jump to the line, is that mine? Can we get together? It'll be just fine. Here's one broken soul, can you see me now? I can be your saver, just say meow meow.
Call me, call me, call me.
Calling my light side, calling my dark side.
Call me, call me.
Calling my light side, calling my dark side.
Call me, call me.
Wishing my troubles would go away. If I had the money, maybe my troubles would go away. Would go away. Light me. The dark is creeping in. It's moving in. Light me. I feel it closing in.
Fate, no running now. Won't you come with me? We'll rule this world. It's your fantasy. Come to me, baby. It's the best part of you. I can be your savior. Just say foo foo.
Call me, call me, call me.
Calling my light side, calling my dark side.
Call me, call me,
call me. Calling my light side, calling my dark
call
side.
Me, call me, call me.
Wishing my troubles would go away. If I had the money, maybe my troubles would go away.
Our favorite songs to play as a band. We get to play around with a lot of the harmonies.
I'm not afraid to Indie Can Radio, and I'm here with the Fury from Vancouver on tour. And they're in Toronto right now, and they're coming out with Truth Comes Out, their CD that they're promoting.
John?
Chase?
Colin?
Royce?
And Jay.
So you guys are on tour.
Tour release, yeah. Our CD release tour.
Yeah.
So we've basically just been going across the country just promoting. What we've done is we've gone to a bunch of different major malls in every city that we've been into.
Okay.
And just kind of handing out CDs to certain stores and got certain stores to play them all over the country. Basically promoting just to people on the street, to people we run into, just, you know, telling us who we are, trying to get our name out.
Right, and how's that going?
It's going great so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. So what cities have you guys hit?
Basically, we started in St. Albert, just outside of Edmonton.
Yeah.
We drove all the way out here. We've basically been through like Toronto, Windsor, Port Elgin, and then we're coming back through Winnipeg, Regina, and then we're going home.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I understand you played in Windsor two nights ago with whom?
I know karate.
And how do we know I know karate?
My cousin plays drums in that band.
What's his name?
Bobby.
Bobby, awesome. Yeah. Bobby's great. This is the same place that we interviewed in I Know Karate.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
historical alley.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the alley of right behind the cathedral in Toronto, Queen and Bathurst. So I was on your MySpace yesterday. That's a pretty cool looking MySpace. Very well designed. And I was really attracted to the widget that you have there, where your fans can follow you. I don't want you guys to give away any trade secrets, but if you want to share with bands how they can get this great widget.
Actually, it's just a thing on Twitter itself. If you go down to Goodies, they'll give you options of where you can post things, either MySpace, Facebook, or your own website.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people do use the MySpace one because it's a nice big blue attractive box, but if you use the regular for your own webpage, you can actually change the size to have it all line up in a row and then have each individual person have an update for themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was reading everyone's comments yesterday. That was really cool.
Where do you guys go after today?
We go to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. Wow. How long of a drive is that?
It's 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 hours or so.
Oh my gosh. Is that going to be a straight drive? Everyone sharing?
We all share.
Yep.
We're all going to share. And
They drive in shifts. And so we'll have three or four people driving.
Yeah.
And two people sit in front. One person has to stay awake, co-pilot.
Yeah.
One person drives. Two people are in the back. And then the middle bench is for whoever's up next.
Yeah.
So they get to lie down and actually sleep as opposed to sit up against the window.
Cool. Do it as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Theory is safe.
Theory is safe.
Out of the five of us in our merch girl, only four of us actually drive because our two guitarists have been too busy getting really good at what they do to actually get their license.
Question, the Fury. How did you guys get that name? That's a really powerful word there. And you guys are laughing. What did I hit on?
You know,
Chase can take this one.
I hate to admit it. It's a cool sounding name, but we actually, there's a guitar player in Vancouver and his name's Doug Fury. And we just really liked him when we were picking our names. So we named ourselves after him.
Oh, that's very cool.
And now he knows and we're a little bit embarrassed now. Yeah.
Yeah. But his band's doing pretty well. He plays in Scatterheart. He used to be Biff Naked's guitar player.
Oh, cool.
So now they just finished a tour with them. I know they went out to like Korea and back, and now they're doing another full-on tour, but apparently BC really likes them right now. They're doing really well.
Yeah. But Biff Naked, one of your influences, I read that on your MySpace.
Absolutely.
So is the Flares. They're from Vancouver too, right?
They are.
Are you guys know them well? I love them.
They're great. They're great.
Y'all played with them? Or?
Well, we played with their new project because their singer, I think, their singer left to live in Toronto, I believe.
Yeah.
And right now they're doing a project called Love for Money, where it's everyone, I think, except for the singer.
The singer
really,
has changed.
Is what it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
very
so they're doing
cool.
A new thing.
Very cool. Well, tell them I said hi.
For sure.
Even when you guys see them again.
Yeah. For sure.
So what's after the tour? What's going on? And what are your goals, dreams, aspirations?
World domination.
Very cool. That's been my goal for a long time.
No, we're just going to, mostly when we get back, we're just going to start playing the next one.
Yeah.
We have our CD release to do. in October, October 3rd at the Bourbon in Vancouver.
In Vancouver, okay, very good.
And then, yeah, we'll try and plan maybe a small island or Okanagan tour, since it's pretty hard to get out once it starts snowing in the winter and early next year. But we'll try and plan to be out here or do another tour for probably March, try and come up for Canadian Music Week.
Maybe
that
sooner.
Would be great.
Or maybe.
Maybe sooner. Okay, we heard that. Yeah. Hey, guys and gal, I really want to thank you. Thank you for being on IndieCan.
Getting further from the things that gave me stable. Right.
costume yet or what?
No.
Are you serious? What's your problem?
I don't know. What am I supposed to say?
Just tell him you like him, weirdo.
I wear blue jeans in the summer. I have a red hat that keeps me warm. I got no car, but I live next to you. That's not very far. Now is it?
I like you.
Songs every now and then. I like shiny things that wink at me. I got something for my birthday once.
I like you.
Smile, it's bright and yellow. You like fishnets and you smoke cigarettes. I'm all by myself because I like it, but I could like myself beside you.
Okay, that was weird. That was a Twitch from an album, I Don't Do Cute. It was cool, really. It's Vancouver. We got a East Coast, West Coast theme going on here, and that's a little bit more Vancouver medicine. Of course, we got some prairie action going on and a little bit of Toronto, too. So that was Twitch. Before that, City of Noise. By the Summerland, and that is again part of the Exposed 2008 compilation CD. And we heard from Fury. Now, interestingly enough, they were talking about naming their band after Biff Naked's guitar player. I believe Ginger, the left-handed drop-D guitar player for this new project, Love for Money, also is an ex-Biff Naked guitar player. So hopefully they'll get on the road soon, and I'm going to MySpace them and recommend they do that. You know, I know where they live. I know where their kids go to school. We can work it out. And what else did we play? We had the Fury. Okay, so that was cool. Did you like Raquel? Hope so. Let us know. 147, what's the significance in the world of Q Sports? It's a perfect game in snooker. You sink 15 reds, 15 blacks, run out the colors, 147, maximum score. Wow, I know you tune in here to get those interesting facts. Okay, focus, Joe, focus. Okay, what we need is to mess with your head a little bit. We're going to punk things up a little bit with a Toronto band called The Job with a song called Problem. But first, we're going to suck you in a little bit with a Caledonia, one of the quirkier tunes off of their new album. Something about Scott's Place, anyway. And then we'll get to Christian D and the Hangovers. Next week, we'll be talking to Daryl Hirst. He runs Indie Week Toronto, which happens in October. And we'll get one of the bands playing there, maybe, on at the end of the show. Maybe 10th Planet. We'll do that. We'll get 10th Planet on. Okay, that's it for me. Let's rock and roll. Halifax style.
I tried to drive my bike downtown from Scott's house to stage 9. And no man.
Christian D from Christian D and the Hangovers, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
New CD, full-length CD, you got?
New full-length CD. Just got in my hot little hands about 3 days ago.
Now, I remember your EP, which was great. Sort of real, it's like a cup of coffee music.
A cup of coffee music?
Yeah.
As in a swift wake-up early in the morning? Yeah, this is... Pretty much the same. I've got most of the songs from the EP on there. I licensed a Cramps cover before Lux Interior died, actually. So it's not great that he died, but it's great that I actually got the licensing to get the cover on the album.
Wow.
So it's like a little homage to the Cramps.
Oh, which that's is fun, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it should be really good. It turned out really well.
Yeah, you're happy with that, eh?
I'm really happy with it. I'm really happy that I had no problem getting the licensing and was able to cover a song done by one of my all-time heroes. It was just... like, okay.
Nope. Now, your roots are out east, right? Moved to big town Halifax and then moved to Toronto, right?
Yeah,
well, tell us the story.
I don't know, typical for a small town kid in the Maritimes, I guess. I lived in five or six tiny towns. Like, I did 5 years in the blueberry capital of Canada when I was a young man, raking blueberries for money in the summer. And Halifax was just like a logical progression to get out of small town life. Get student loans, buy guitars, play music with all your friends. And about 7 years ago, I moved out here. I thought it'd be much more active for the music scene. So far, so good.
So what's your plan with this CD? Are you working it to radio? Are you planning on working the hell out of it on the road? What's the plan now?
Plan is to get it out to as many people as I can, I guess. CD release party is going to be October 1st. Thursday night, I think, at the Cadillac Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Right environment.
Yeah, it's the, you know, the Caddy is like my home in Toronto. The first time I walked in that place, I was like, okay. Elvis bus everywhere and rockabilly on the radio. We're good. Before that, we got some shows coming up in, next week is Red Hot and Blue, actually, the rockabilly weekend in Montreal. So I get to go out and do that and play with Wanda Jackson, rockabilly legend. So that'll be fantastic.
Pick a tune for us and we're going to play it for people.
Let's go with the first track on the record, Vampire Rocker. Backstory actually is I wrote the lyrics about 10 years ago, ripping off a Clash riff and and then jamming with this new band that I have. My guitar player started ripping off a very similar Clash riff. Bam. Seemed perfect.
Okay, so just in time for Halloween, here's a Vampire Rocker.
Outstanding.
Okay, and where can they find you online?
Just Google Christian D and the Hangovers. You come with MySpace and Reverb Nation, all that stuff. You have links to buy the record online. We should be on iTunes in about 8 weeks.
Okay, fabulous, man. Thanks for coming in.
Smell your blood on the wind. Hi, this is Daryl Hers of Indie Week Canada, and we're all listening to Indie Can Radio.
Cold autumnal light lies slain, trapped in headlights and hissing rain. I shoulder the atmosphere as a shroud. Almost didn't leave the bed today, but when upside down, work feels like play. And I have friends there who talk loud.
Artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.